Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today in praise of Scott Pruitt. NCBA's Colin Willall weighs in just a moment. Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For pennies per head per day, stocker producers with the Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of additional selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
To boost your farm's bottom line, start with soil health. The 21st annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference returns to Salina, Kansas, January 24th and 25th. Choose from 55 breakout sessions, double from last year, and hear from 37 top speakers on soil health. Don't miss the popular No-Till Trade Show, presented by Farmer's Edge, sponsored by Green Cover Seed, Aeroseed, Echo Ag Solutions, Agro Liquid, Needham Ag, and Pacines Ranch. Register now to save off walk-in rates at notill.org.
He's Vice President for Governmental Affairs for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, and Colin Woodall says the selection by President-elect Donald Trump of Scott Pruitt to be his EPA administrator is a home run.
Well, we're actually excited about a lot of the names we have seen, including Scott Pruitt's as EPA head. We know that he is going to bring probably a much different approach than what we have seen for quite some time, and that's spanning multiple administrations. So we're excited about the gains we can make in trying to roll back a lot of the EPA environmental regulations that we've had to deal with, and especially have an opportunity and probably one of the last opportunities we'll have to kill waters in the United States. So we're really, really excited about that.
This is really going to be a monumental shift compared, Gina McCarty over to Scott Pruitt.
Oh, it absolutely will be. I mean, we're going to take somebody who had no use for agriculture and replace them with somebody I think is going to be a proponent of ours within the EPA. When you look at his track record, especially there as the Attorney General in the state of Oklahoma, he has done a lot of good things for agriculture, and that's one thing that we are all going to have to link arms and get behind him, because we expect that his nomination hearing will be a hairy one, just because the Democrats on the committee are going to ask a lot of really hard questions, and they are not going to allow this to be easy on him. So we need to make sure that all of us in agriculture are prepared to stand behind him, to push for a vote, and get him confirmed and voted on just as quickly as possible.
I know we are hearing that there are some environmental activist groups that are really going to pour a lot of money into trying to basically smear Mr. Pruitt during this confirmation process.
We expect that as well, and it's not a surprise because, they've had a pretty good gravy train here the last 8 years. They've had administration that has wanted to do everything that they have wanted to do. And the fact that they understand that that's coming to an end and that we're going to bring some common sense back to the Environmental Protection Agency has them worried. So they're absolutely going to throw up every kind of roadblock out there. But what they have to keep in mind, what we all have to keep in mind, is that the Senate is still controlled by the Republicans. And when the Democrats changed the filibuster rules a couple of years ago, they knocked it down so where all it takes is a simple majority to confirm a lot of these cabinet positions. So it's going to make it a whole lot easier for the 52 Republicans who are in place right now in this new Congress to be able to push forward. We just have to make sure that they all stick together, and that's where the support of agriculture is going to be extremely important with this nomination.
I would think one of the things that these environmental groups will be especially unhappy with is that Mr. Pruitt has been a very strong proponent of wanting to get rid of this sue and settle concept.
Yeah, the sue and settle concept has been a problem not only on the EPA front, but with all of these federal agencies. So it would be nice to have an administrator who's willing to stand up and say, no, we're not going to be bullied by these activist groups. We're not going to be somebody who just backs down from a fight. So I think that will be helpful for all of us involved to show that they are willing to fight for industry, to step up and say that they're not just going to roll over and settle these suits, that they will actively fight for science and for what's right.
NCBA's Colin Woodall on the nomination by Donald Trump of Scott Pruitt to be his EPA chief. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. 2017 has arrived, and Bell Ringer 30 coming up the 11th and 12th of January. Going to be broadcast live out of Denver by Superior Livestock on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. On Wednesday, January 11th, I feature yearling cattle. On Thursday, January 12th, weaned calves. If you want more details, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. Bell Ringer 30 coming the 11th and 12th of January. Don't miss it. At your Beef Buzz, I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.